That was a crucial thing, is having that person in your life where they want to see you get better just as much as you want to get better.
Welcome back to the Technology Equals Equality podcast. I'm your host, Lori Brooks, and this is episode 85. Hey, welcome back, techie community, and thank you so much for joining me here for episode number 85. Today, I have the absolute pleasure of welcoming Amanda Elise Love to the show. Amanda is a registered holistic nutritionist and eating psychology coach. Amanda is on a mission to relieve the pain and suffering experienced by those diagnosed with fibromyalgia. Amanda attended the Canadian School of Natural Nutrition with certifications from the Institute of Integrative Nutrition and the Institute of the Psychology of Eating. After years of pain and lacking a diagnosis, Amanda took it upon herself to find a holistic approach to healing. Now living an energetic lifestyle virtually pain-free, Amanda is dedicating her life to creating a safe space with holistic solutions to help other fibromyalgia patients do the same. With her signature 30-day program, The FibroFix, Amanda provides her clients with a deeper understanding of the word holistic as they integrate the healing of mind, body, and spirit. Listen in as Amanda shares her entrepreneurial journey of healing and helping her clients get back to life. Amanda, welcome, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Certainly. We are super excited to dive into your story. As I mentioned before we started the show, your story is very near and dear to my heart, so I'm super excited to have you as a guest. So again, thank you. Before we really dive into your story, though, what I'd like to do is kind of rewind the clock just a bit. Let's go back way before the diagnosis, way before you knew what the actual scenario was that you were dealing with. What did you think the future would look like for you? What did you think life would be like?
I didn't know what life was going to be like. I was actually born 6 weeks early, and I had a lot of immune issues, and I was sick every 4 to 6 weeks. And I was running really high temperatures for several years. And then for a while, I was running low temperatures. Even my temperature went up just a teeny bit, I would feel horrid. I had a lot of immune issues, congestion, sinus issues. And I was always playing catch up with my schooling and stuff. And this went on into my teens. And I didn't know what life was going to be like because I was so used to that. Mm-hmm. And eventually after high school, I went into personal training, completed that 6-month course. And then just a few weeks later, I turned 20 years old. I thought maybe I would go into nutrition. I didn't know at that point, but then all of a sudden I was in so much pain. I couldn't get off the couch. And then I was going to the gym. I would come home. I was crashing for a couple hours. And so I didn't know what was going on at that point.
Right.
And it frustrates you because I was so over it. And then eventually in the fall of 2010, at 20 years old, I was diagnosed with fibromyalgia.
Wow. Yeah. What a journey. So this was not something that occurred at some point in life. This is something that you really struggled with throughout the course of your life. You were born premature at 6 weeks early, and that is in and of itself a struggle. And to not have a clue what it is that's going on with you physically, health-wise, I can only imagine how frustrating it could be for not just a couple of months or weeks. Listening to someone who went through literally 20 years of frustration and suffering to maintain the willpower and the fortitude to push forward, master this personal training course at 19, despite the pain and frustration and things that you were dealing with on a physical level, the strength that you personally show, it's tremendous. And for those out there who are dealing with chronic illnesses, when you're diagnosed with something, it's a traumatizing experience. However, the lack of the diagnosis, the unknown, can be almost 3,000 times more traumatizing just dealing with something day in and day out and not having the ability to find answers for those things. Once you were diagnosed, once you had already mastered the personal training course and you were looking towards kind of deciding what the future might be, you were looking at a couple of the holistic nutritional training programs and to really kind of move forward in a career sense. What do you feel pushed you towards building out the business? What was the thought process that you feel like you went through at that point in life?
At that point in life, it was a couple months before my 21st birthday, and I didn't know what was going to happen after that diagnosis. Mm-hmm. I went to one of the top rheumatology places in the country. It was in Mesa, Arizona. Mm-hmm. And it was about 20 minutes away. And the only thing that they recommended to do was the physical therapy. And I did that, which was painful in itself. Then it's either Cymbalta or Lyrica. Those are the two medications they put people on mm-hmm. for fibromyalgia. I was on that for a few days, but I was like, I just did not feel right. Mm-hmm. I'm not on medications. I'm not going to be on medications the rest of my life. And I think that's a big thing is to get in your mindset of, I'm not going to go down the medication route, because then you start taking other medications in life. Right. And so right next door to the physical therapy, was it like a pain management place? My grandmother was like, oh, should we do that? And the rheumatology people, of course, say yes. And a lot of times when people are diagnosed with fibromyalgia, it's a trigger point test, mm-hmm. which is means they're touching all these tender points. It's down your neck, your back, your legs, mm-hmm. and arms. And a lot of times people get diagnosed that way. 13 of the 18 you have to have, which is not the best diagnosis, honestly. Or if you have fatigue, pain, and you sleep issues, and you've had that constantly for 3 months or more, you might get diagnosed with fibromyalgia. Or if they can't figure out what you're dealing with health-wise, they might diagnose you with fibromyalgia. It's a lot of what ifs, mm-hmm. but I always tell people, the main thing is you have to be dealing with that fatigue, the pain down your body. It's mm-hmm. not just one little pain that you might get once in a while. It's down your whole body and it's constant. Mm-hmm. And usually you're dealing with, you can't sleep and you feel like a truck has hit you mm-hmm. when you wake up. And then of course, one of the other things is brain fog. And then there's so many other symptoms with fibromyalgia, but those are like the top four, I would say. I stopped going to the rheumatology place. The pain management was horrendous because they were shooting needles into my whole back. They would draw circles on your bare back. And then they would roll you in and you are awake, and they would shoot this huge needle into all of those trigger points. Mm. So then what happens is your blood sugar would completely drop. And they also said, oh, you need to do 3 treatments of this. Well, after 2 treatments, I was like, I'm not doing the third one, because I was coming out. I was in so much pain. I was bawling my eyes out. Mm. And so at that point, we didn't know what to do. Eventually, in 2011, my grandmother found a little clipping in the newspaper said wellness talk by a chiropractor. And so she decided to go to the talk, and it was 10 minutes away. And he said, oh, if she has had fibromyalgia at the age of 20 years old, she's been very, very sick a very long time. And a light bulb went off in my grandma's head. And then that started my journey with improving my health.
That moment with your grandmother was crucial.
Very crucial. I mentioned her. She just passed a few months ago. That was a crucial thing, is having that person in your life where they want to see you get better just as much as you want to get better.
Yes. Yes. Surrounding yourself with the right people is a huge part of a holistic health journey. What do you feel was the most difficult part of that journey for you? Once you recognized, okay, you know what? I'm not doing this. There's no way I'm going to put myself through this kind of pain on a regular basis or for even one more treatment.
Yeah.
When you got to that point and you had that mindset shift for yourself, what do you feel was the most difficult part once the light bulb went off for your grandmother and you guys were like, okay, this is what we're doing?
The most difficult part, I'm not sure anything. I mean, the pain management was probably one of the worst things.
Of course.
But the most difficult, I think the biggest thing for me is I'm not a quitter and I'm very driven. Mm-hmm. And I think even during my worst times, I was like, okay, there's a bigger purpose of why I'm doing this, why I'm going through this pain, why am I so fatigued? Mm-hmm. And that's just what drives me in life. And I felt like God had a purpose of why I was going through that. The biggest thing with the wellness chiropractor is that this was back in 2011. Mm-hmm. So this was in the spring. And I was 21 years old at that time. And he did stool testing, saliva. He did food sensitivity. I found out I had two genes, one gene from each parent that predisposed me to that gluten sensitivity.
Gotta love what our parents send down the line.
Yeah. And so it was the highest he'd ever seen in his practice. I'm very, very sensitive to eggs is a very big one. And I also am sensitive to dairy and soy. So I have been off of those for 9 years plus now. And that's what I teach my clients is all about, well, we might have to get rid of gluten, mm-hmm. but it might not just be the gluten. I think people always think, oh, I went gluten free. And I tell people, well, one little molecule of gluten can stay in your body for up to weeks or months. So did you really go gluten-free? Did you cheat? Because a lot of times I think people think gluten-free is the biggest answer. And it might help you, but you might also have to get rid of some other foods mm-hmm. that you might be sensitive to.
Right.
Well, I think a lot of times people don't think that health experts, all we do is we eat clean or perfect. I'm like, I'm not perfect and I don't expect you to be perfect.
Right.
I mean, if you cheat, then I'm not going to make you feel bad about that. I'm just going to say, okay, maybe why did we cheat? Was it because you were stressed out at a family gathering and you just felt pressured by so-and-so family member to eat that food?
Right.
I mean, my thing is I'll give you the recommendations, but it's up to you to take the action.
Exactly. Yes.
And you have to want it. I could want it really bad for you and everything, but you have to want it more. Mm-hmm. You have to have the drive. You have to get to the point where you're tired of being sick and tired mm-hmm. and you want to feel better. So you could be able to, whatever it is, mm-hmm. work, daily activities that people with fibromyalgia struggle with, being able to see your nieces and nephews, mm-hmm. spend time with your grandchildren. I think a lot of times people think, oh, my health is going to be the last thing I'm worried about. And it goes on the back burner. And it really should be at the very top.
I agree 100%. I am also guilty of throwing it on the back burner. There's a denial period that I think all of us go through once you're diagnosed, that you kind of pretend like that's not what's happening and ignore it for some time. And I definitely went through that period back in the beginning, but then you get to that place where you have to have that recognition and then make the decision to make that mindset shift to begin healing for yourself, because physicians are not always going to have all the answers, and having a physician team that can look at you in a holistic manner is not something that everyone necessarily has access to. So it's really important for people to be able to do that for themselves or seek out people like yourself who are capable of helping them look at their scenario in a holistic manner to begin making advances for themselves. What do you feel are some of your biggest goals for this upcoming year for your business?
Though I do have my podcast, I'm getting close to 50 episodes. I'll be in the 40s by the end of this year. So that's a big thing, is weekly content, because I want it every Sunday. I release it because I want people to know that there's solutions out there. And you don't You don't have to go the medical route, or if you're down the medical route and you don't feel like that's working, then that's why I have my podcast. I created it because I want people to know that you can get better with fibromyalgia. And there's so much negativity out there about fibromyalgia that you can't get better. Mm-hmm. It just might take you some time. I would love to get into speaking once this whole coronavirus is over and people are out and about. So I love doing the podcast. It's very fun for me. So continuing the podcast is a big thing. And then I am definitely going to get back to doing Facebook Lives because that's the other thing I enjoy doing.
I love both of those. More podcasting, public speaking, as soon as it is safe to act.
Yeah, I just started with being guests on other people's podcasts this year, and I'm around 35. That's a big thing, is spreading my message in all these different ways to get people to know that they can have a life again. They can have that time with family and friends. So then they know it's important to get their health back, to be able to do everything that they want to enjoy doing.
Definitely. It is important to recognize that there are solutions. Please, listeners, be sure to check out Amanda's podcast, Fibromyalgia Real Solutions with Amanda Love. We will be sure to include a link to your podcast on the show notes page. Amanda, please tell us a little bit about your practice and about the Fibro Fix.
I have the free resources, the podcast, and then the biggest thing is getting, if you want to start, is getting on my email list and downloading that free sleep guide, which tells you how to get that deep, restful sleep. And it only takes a few minutes a day. And for me personally, I do have one-on-one consulting because I want to learn everything I can about that person and learn about your body concerns, your body systems. And for me, I do a 45-minute phone call to learn about you and to learn what service I will tell you if you should do the one-on-one or you should do my 30-day program. And then I have another program, but that is when you're feeling better. That's not something I would recommend right away. With the one-on-one, it's 90 minutes. It's after you sign up to work with me, it's a 90-minute health history, and it's very, very detailed about what you're dealing with, your health concerns, and all. I learned about your diet and everything. And then eventually, after that phone call, within a week, I send you the recommendations, and then we do follow-up calls every couple weeks. Awesome. The biggest thing people need to know is that you can't do this by yourself. And I think a lot of times people think, oh, I'm going to do the research myself, but they don't realize is your health, it can be very complex, especially if you're dealing with more than one health issue. Mm-hmm. And fibromyalgia has a lot of health problems. Something really simple, like changing your breakfast, you might not even think about that. But I might say you need to have more greens in your diet, or you need to have a little less sugar in your diet. Or just like simple things that can make a big difference. And then I'll tell you about the things that you might not ever have heard of supplement-wise. So we work on the mindset. We work on the lifestyle changes. We work on the food choices. We work on supplement. I don't want people to think it's one thing that's going to fix you. It's the whole body. Mm-hmm. That's what holistic health is. It's not just focused on one thing. It's not the medical doctors who are just going to give you the medication and they don't treat the body.
Right. I completely understand. It has to be a holistic approach, and that is a difficult thing to accomplish on your own with such a complex scenario such as fibromyalgia. So I will be sure to also include a link to the Sleep Fix book on the show notes page. If you are interested in scheduling your 90-minute intro session with Amanda, please be sure to reach out to her. I will be sure to include a link to Amanda's website through our show notes page. The show is really designed to help entrepreneurs come up with an innovative idea for a new business in a new industry that they may not have been thinking of. If in fact you could change something operationally in your practice, if you had a magic wand and could wave it and fix anything, What do you think it would be and why?
It would be the negativity out there about that you can't get better with fibromyalgia. Mm-hmm. It's very sad because you see a lot of times in these Facebook groups, and I won't say too much, but it's just that they're very, very negative. Mm-hmm. And I wish people would get out of those groups. And if you've been in that group for a year or more, and a lot of times these people have, and you need to get out because that's not serving you. And that's just going to bring you down. And you shouldn't have that negativity in your life.
Definitely. Mindset is one of the most important pieces when trying to make any sort of transition, especially when it's a holistic transition for your health. Be mindful of who it is you're surrounding yourself with, even on social media. Definitely. Amanda, you have been absolutely wonderful. We have completely enjoyed having you on the show. Please share the best way for our listeners to find you.
It's just Amanda Lise Love. It's my full name. It's really simple to find me. So that's my Facebook, my Instagram, and that is also my website. So that's the easiest. So connect with me one of those ways.
It is Amanda Lise Love. You can't miss her. She is one of a kind. I have searched. She's the only one there. Go find her. Definitely. Check out Amanda. Amanda, again, thank you so much for joining us. This has been wonderful.
Thank you for having me.
Amanda, thank you once again for sharing your time, energy, and wisdom with this community. We truly appreciate you joining us. And Techie community, thank you guys for checking out episode number 85. If you are struggling with fibromyalgia, remember to reach out to Amanda at Amanda Elise Love on all social media platforms. That is also her main website. You can also always reach her through our show notes page at technology-equality.com/Amanda Elise Love. Don't forget to also check out the Sleep Fix. We are including links to the book in the show notes page. And remember to steer clear of the negativity that exists in the large social media support groups. There are support groups out there and people like Amanda who are ready and willing to help you achieve a positive mindset to speed up that healing process. So good luck to all of you. Thank you again for joining us. And until our next episode, when we continue to hear the journey, find the pain, and create solutions. Enjoy the week.